The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Getaway day for us. We are on our way to New Hampshire after the show today for the eighth and final road show pregame tonight happening at the Nazwa. And the road show tomorrow morning allowed to proceed at the dive, Smalls Cove, Lake Winnipesaukee. Get there by boat or swim or jet ski or do we have have we reached a point where people have flying watercraft yet? I know we have flying cars that are being tested. Do we have flying watercraft?
I don't think
probably
so.
Not. All right,
well, was that one that was in the seaport that never really stuck around. Remember that was going to New York? That was
Nantucket. Yeah.
And Nantucket. Yeah, the seaplane.
Yeah,
that
would
take for a while. Must not be viable financially, Curtis, or whatever. But we cannot wait to see you. Get there early, and we're going to have a humding danger of a Thursday, which actually feels like a Friday before the 4th, to wrap up this incredible road show season. We have leads left, but let's open up the window world of Boston weather window for Chris Curtis and get a forecast for the long holiday weekend.
Ooh, all right, let's start at home, Greg. 75 degrees. Cloudy skies, going to be 86 real feel approaching 90. 4th of July, perfect in Boston. 81, abundant sunshine. Beautiful 4th of July weekend. It looks like a rare weekend without rain.
How about for the fireworks this evening in the Boston Harbor? They have fireworks tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, looking lovely tonight. Looking like about 75 degrees and good to go.
Excellent.
For the fireworks. In Providence, where you can hear us on 103.7, 72 degrees, 97% humidity, going to be 83 this afternoon. Beautiful weekend there. In Portland, Maine, our great affiliate, 75 degrees, beautiful weekend there, 76 and partly cloudy. That might be the winner for the 4th of July. And we are heading to Lake Winnipesaukee today, to the dive tomorrow, to Nassau tonight, 74 86 tomorrow, perfect. 83 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Gorgeous. 4th of July, if you're staying up there, 75 degrees and sunny.
You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. And by the way, earlier, I did not get a chance, but I want to thank one of the all-time great people in radio, our regional president, Mark Hannon, here at Odyssey. for his help in making sure that this road show happened. Without Mark, this would not have been possible. So I think he may be listening this morning, and sincere thanks to him and to everybody.
And I'm sorry, Mark, for cutting you in line at the Zac Brown Band. Sorry.
Yeah, I will never get over that. Yeah. Mark's also the nicest guy.
Mocky Mock.
978 text on this 978 text on the Subaru of New England text line. I never thought of this, but it may be possible, Curtis, that the Odyssey lawyers were alerted to the fact that previously in my career, I lost, unfortunately, several flying Elvi in an unfortunate incident in Quincy at Marina Bay, and that may be why they were concerned about the dive show.
That is true.
I had forgotten that I had that on my that blemish on my record.
It wasn't your fault though.
But you're connected to it.
It was the wind, but I'm still connected to the horrible incident.
Right. You should have had a weatherman back then.
Oh my God, it was so beautiful. I was the MC. I was announcing that the flying Elvis were jump. What?
That occurred prior to the Tom Petty incident, right? So would that be the inception of the Greg Hill jinx?
That may have been it, actually, Shime. I never thought about that. But there I was, master of ceremonies, announcing that the flying Elvis were jumping out of the plane, and splat, one of the dudes landed right where he wasn't supposed to land. Such an unfortunate thing to be a part of.
It's the Elvis curse on you now.
Really, really an unfortunate thing. All right, anyway, we have leads that remain. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. I can't believe that we've been on air for an hour and 10 minutes already and have not talked about this. I've been chomping at the bit. There was a massive injury yesterday in the WNBA Commissioner's Cup Final between the Lynx and the Fever. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Nope. No.
Red Panda went down during halftime.
No.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Red Panda never goes down.
Never goes down. Her first NBA game was in 1993. Yeah. She never goes down.
She's a huge hit when she does halftime for the Celtics. Nobody gets up from their seats.
Mm. It's appointment TV whenever she is on a screen. She is probably one of the most talented people I've ever seen in person.
Okay.
No, easy. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
She went down hard. 7 feet or over 7 feet is the unicycle that she is on.
Yeah. The queen of hyperbole.
And I'm just praying for her. She had to be carted off in a wheelchair. So.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yes.
Like Paul Pierce.
Right. Yep.
Luckily, she didn't have no dishes in her hands.
Right.
Does she usually have dishes?
Yes, she does usually do the dish.
Thank God she wasn't executing the dish trick.
Right.
Which is a very difficult one.
That is extremely difficult.
Yeah. That is unbelievable.
So we're praying for Red Panda.
Okay. I want Jackson in the water, on the sandbar, on the unicycle, or whatever you call that thing, tomorrow morning during the roadshow, if the lawyers will approve that.
Can Jackson juggle? I feel like that's a talent Jackson would have.
Oh, he probably
Definitely.
Does. Yeah. But we got to have him in the scuba gear with the roving microphone tomorrow morning, so he can go boat to boat.
Right. Make sure it's waterproof for the lawyers.
Are we gonna do boat leads? We should do boat leads.
Definitely.
Boat leads with the mic. Yeah. Yeah. Just pass the mic.
Yeah.
That's what it's gonna be. Also, I want to thank big listener of the show, Dan Ashworth, who and Mitch can show you this if you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube. He has prepared at his own expense some boat openers, logoed roadshow dive boat beer and bottle openers, which will be available for you tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Courtesy. We got to run that by the lawyers, but those will be available tomorrow morning on the Ashworth boat at the dive, Lake Winnipesaukee, Smalls Cove, tomorrow morning. All right. Courtney, thank you.
Thank
Wiggy,
you.
Hello.
Hello, Courtney. I'm going to stick in the WNBA because, you know, we all hear about Caitlin Clark, and I'm hoping that I get to see what everybody has been talking about. I've seen her on television, but if you are a Caitlin Clark fan, they will be taking on Connecticut at the TD Garden July 15th at 8 p.m., and I'm going to try to get there and check out Caitlin Clark in person and see what the hype is all about. Hopefully, she's back from her groin injury. I know she's been dealing with that, and she didn't play in the Commissioner's Cup, and she probably won't play in the All-Star game, which is, I believe, it's in Indiana as well. So hopefully she'll be back for that game.
Mm-hmm.
And so for all you Caitlin Clark fans out there, you get to see her up close and personal at the TD Garden on the 15th at 8 p.m. And who the hell knows? Maybe we can get her on air or something.
We should try to get her on the show.
Yeah.
Curtis, I think you were weighing the possibility of doing this as a lead earlier this week, but there's some suggestion that she might start her own lead league. Is that correct?
So Christine Brennan has a book out. She was doing an interview with an ESPN affiliate in L.A., and she basically, on the heels of the ninth best player, did you see the player poll, WNBA, they said that Caitlin Clark wasn't even the top eight forward or something. Or guard. I don't know what the exact poll was. Top eight guard in the WNBA. But Christine Brennan said that absolutely Caitlin Clark could start her own league and it would be twice as big as the WNBA.
Huh.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
I think it would be, especially because it doesn't seem like a lot of the other very talented players love Caitlin Clark. So how is she going to get all of them?
Is that the vibe you're getting?
That's the vibe I'm getting.
That's kind of the vibe
we get.
Are you suggesting that women are perhaps being catty?
I
refuse to believe that.
And men can be catty too.
No.
Yes, they can.
No, man, define a man who's catty that you know. Around
Kyrie
here.
Irving.
Ken.
Well, plenty of men are catty.
You're right, Courtney.
Yeah, it's going to be very hard for her to get a league going.
It'd be Caitlin Clark and Sophia Cunningham.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does everybody like, no matter the sex?
Money.
Food?
Very interesting revealing responses from both of you. Okay. That was your character in a nutshell.
Money, right?
Yes. Money, and if... I guarantee you.
Ain't nobody paying her, Curtis. She's not going to be able to get nobody.
What do you mean?
She would, we.
You don't think Nike would back a WNBA competitive league?
Well, but if you're not getting Asia Wilson, if you're not getting Kelsey Plum, if you're not getting the big stars of the W, it's similar to
when she was injured. Games that she wasn't even playing in were down 60%.
No, I agree with you. Like, she moves the needle when it comes to when she's playing. Like, even with the 3-on-3 league where they wanted her to be a part of it, I forget it was Sue Bird and somebody else who started it. It's very difficult if you don't get the superstars to play in it.
I mean, this week, I think, they just put her Jordans out.
Mm-hmm. Kobe's.
Kobe's. And they sold out in less than an hour?
Yeah.
I mean, which is wild.
Wild. Right.
Yeah. All right. Wiggy, thank you.
You got it, brother.
The New York Post is reporting that the Knicks, who are searching for their next head coach, have reached out to wildly successful college women's coach Dawn Staley.
Wow.
Three-time NCAA champion, four-time coach of the year in women's college basketball. And so I wanted to know how you think players, fans, others would react to the first female head coach in the NBA.
Mm, such an interesting conversation.
This glass ceiling has yet to be broken, I believe.
And I don't know if it will ever be broken. It's broken the other way with men coaching women. And Dawn Staley, she has an amazing, amazing track record as a woman's coach. But I just don't know how some – I know there are some coaches in all of sports, women, in the NBA, in the NFL. I just don't know, like, some guys, if they would be able to kind of get to that point.
I think that they could.
Really?
Yeah. And if you look at the respect, and I hate to go back to it, but the respect that Caitlin Clark has from a lot of NBA players, like in – 20 years, if Caitlin Clark wanted to coach in the NBA, I think that she has a big enough name that guys would be able to take her as their head coach.
You think NBA, I mean, she has no experience coaching in the NBA.
But I'm saying...
But then again, neither did Brad Stevens.
Right.
So,
and he didn't get no respect, though.
Right.
So that's the thing. Like, and it would be much harder for a woman because... The guys, the players, they're going to be walking on extreme eggshells because it's one thing to disrespect the male head coach, right? Mm-hmm. The Brad Stevens or the Steve Kerr or whoever it is. But it's another thing to disrespect the female head coach. You have to be concerned about what type of backlash that you could get as a player. And if you're an owner, isn't that a slippery slope to go down?
Yeah,
Go ahead, Curtis.
I would just want nothing to do with Latrell Sprewell on that team.
Draymond Green, any player gets into an argument with the coach, and it's a heated argument.
Yeah, I think Wiggy's right. I'd be all for it. Whoever's the best coach should be coaching, but I think it's I don't know. It's just a very alpha male dominated
right.
league.
Right.
And I don't, it's nothing to say about capability or whatever. Don yeah. Staley knows more about basketball than I'll ever know.
Right.
I don't know if it works.
It's
I really
just,
don't.
It's going to be very.
You're going to have to see it at a big college first.
There you go. There you go. Start there. If you can go coach the men's South Carolina basketball team,
yeah.
show that you can do it there and show that the players, you know, you can deal with some of the issues that you're going to have to deal with in the NBA. If you can show that,
yeah.
then maybe there's a chance. But I think guys would be nervous around a female head coach.
Also, I am being corrected, and silly me, that glass ceiling was already broken when Whoopi Goldberg was
yes.
coaching in Eddie.
Yeah, that is true.
Movie. I stand correct.
She did well with the Knicks, too.
Unfortunately, it's still there at the Javits Center. Sorry, Ken.
Well, they tried that one lady. I forget what the hell her name is. She was like a very, very good assistant coach. She was with the Spurs.
Becky Hammond?
Yes. Yeah. But she never...
She won the summer league.
Yeah.
Remember that?
But she never got the opportunity because I think it'd just be, as an owner, that could just be... a road that could be slippery for you to go down.
Like the women's game and the men's game are so different. Like it would be, it would seem like it would be tough for her to adapt.
But you know
how anybody does that.
I agree, but I think that if you are the head coach, you're able to adapt pretty quickly. And so, what league do you think would be the first to do it? Because the NHL already has a female assistant coach. Will the NHL be
no league?
No
league.
I think that you guys are wrong in this one, and maybe that's
point.
Just because
yeah.
I'm a female, and yeah. there's a pretty famous I don't know her name, but she is a female who is coaching a men's big volleyball team, Shime, and she's all over the TikTok, so it's happening.
is that college?
I wouldn't say that's really. Comparable.
Is it college or
well,
high school?
I mean, what is men
know,
respecting
is,
a woman?
Yes, is it a college team
it's
or
like
high school
a,
team?
It's like an elite team. It's yeah. not a college.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Right.
What's her name?
Huh?
Yeah. TikTok.
All right. So the Knicks have reached out to Don Staley,
right?
About their coaching vacancy. We'll see what happens there. Don Staley also mentioned that Ime Udoka reached out, but it wasn't about a coaching opportunity.
Oh.
What, too soon? Is it too soon for that?
No, I don't think it's...
Okay. All right, let's get to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Arielle Houlihan is her name. Shime, look her up. I know you're in the volleyball world.
I am deep into volleyball TikTok right now, so I will definitely go check it out.
I'm sure you've seen her. The Red Sox game was suspended in the top of the fourth inning last night after an hour-long delay. Jarren Duran and Roman Anthony hit back-to-back doubles to eventually score to get the Sox a lead of 2-1 when the game was called. It will resume today at 2:30, and tonight's 7:10 game will go as scheduled. So 2:30 and 7:10 with the Reds tonight. Sean McDonough joins Brooksy on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network for both of those. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Dan Ball at 1:30 for the MassMutual pregame show. On the first day of free agency, we talked about some of the Bruins' moves, but they also traded for one guy, Victor Arvidsson from Edmonton. The 32-year-old had to waive the no-movement clause in his contract, which runs through next season, to facilitate the deal. The Bruins will take on his full $4 million salary. I think that puts the Bruins, Shime, at $9 million at cap space.
Well, so that put the Bruins at $8 million, and then with all their signings, I don't know the exact number at this present moment, but I can double check.
All right.
Speaking of no movement, because of the treaty that was reached yesterday with the Odyssey attorneys, I'm not sure what bathrooms will be available when it comes to the sandbar tomorrow morning. So,
ooh.
Curtis, I know you're, when it comes to aqua dumps, you have a real, as many do, you have a real issue with that. So
yeah.
we're just going to have to, we're going to have to help people find a way to get to the bathroom.
Want to normalize aqua dumps? That's not what I said.
Luckily, lake water is warm, so nobody will know the difference.
Ew.
Yes.
What? Isn't lake water generally
but
warm?
If you're pooping, they'll know.
No, I'm not saying, of course, for the poop. But then again, lake water is disgusting,
okay.
so you might not know.
I can't. Wouldn't you do like an aqua dump?
What was Courtney talking about?
I swear to God.
Why were you talking about aqua dumps? It's such a weird thing for you to bring up.
Want to normalize aqua dumps? I certainly did not bring it up, and I'm sure I was quoting somebody up. Someone else.
Maybe swimming. You might have been talking about like swimming and they're in the water like Olympians.
Oh, wouldn't you do like an aqua dump? It might have been the Seine. We had
no,
a story
I have a different
about
drop for that one, too.
During the Olympics.
Yes.
That was a different topic entirely. I believe the aqua dumps is a different news story, but because we also have this.
Go
I
poop think it was... in the sen.
Wait, sorry, go ahead. I didn't know you were playing that.
Go poop in the sen.
I think it was when famous runner Uta Poopig was thinking of trying Olympic swimming
maybe.
As a sport.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I could not poop into a bag.
Oh, God.
All right. Big news in the NBA. The Bucks waived Dame Lillard and signed Miles Turner to a four-year, $107 million deal. That is what's trending. We have They Said It coming up next.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, sadly, it is here. Final, eighth and final roadshow of this fourth roadshow season. We are on our way to New Hampshire and to Lake Winnipesaukee, along with the rest of you who are probably heading up there for the long 4th of July holiday weekend. And so we will see you tonight at the Nazwa, beautiful Lakeside Resort, and we'll do pregame there up until 9:30 or 10 or whatever, and then tomorrow morning we are allowed. We've worked an agreement out. We are allowed to be on the dive, and I am asking that you arrive early via water transportation. Bring your boats. Bring your jet skis. Bring your raft and bring your floaties. Mm-hmm. And cannot wait to see you tomorrow morning in Smalls Cove at the dive all morning long.
I have, for some reason, I want to go out on a limb and say that I think tomorrow is going to be an absolute ish show on the dive.
In a good way.
I don't know what way.
In a good way.
I have no idea.
You think there's going to be? You think it's going to be busy? Attendance-wise.
Every road show we have is jam packed.
You should have seen how many people were in Gloucester, but you weren't there,
right?
But
I've seen the amount of people in Rhode Island and the
New Hampshire,
Hampton Beach
was huge.
So I guess the question I have is this: because people generally show up early, how far is the dock of a swim to the sandbar?
Oh, good question.
Not that far, I don't think.
Because I feel like people are going to be swimming from there.
We have to go to the marina and then get your way out. But I'm sure that there will be. Our listeners are nothing if they are not friendly and they are not concerned about taking care of others. I'm sure that there are those who will be able to get you out, shuttle you out there via boat.
But I also think there are going to be some
swimmers.
Yeah, because the boats are going to be packed. You can't, we just don't have room left. And that's why I said, is it like a 20-yard swim from the dock to the sandbar? Worm goes, you know what? Hell with it. I can make it.
I'm swimming in human feces.
Okay.
Holy hell.
I am not like a poop talk girl either. I'm not.
You got a lot of poop drops.
It's
though.
Disgusting.
Are you on poop talk on TikTok?
No.
So yeah, I think it's, and we'll have boat leads. So we'll do guest boat leads,
right.
And we'll do all the stuff. We have some limited edition, one time only dive roadshow merch, which I believe the amazing Ashley will. She's going to set up a merch store on a boat.
Oh, cool.
So we'll have a boat merch store. And I think we're all going in bathing suits, right? I mean, is that what we're doing? Yeah. So
this is
going
to be so interesting.
No. Ken said he's wearing a two-piece.
I guarantee we get at least, I'd say over and under, I'm going to say over.
How many boats?
No, swimmers from dock to sandbar.
Yeah.
I'm going to say over 3.5 swimmers. Yeah.
Swimmers or waiters, whatever the. however
that's so, class.
You got the paddle boards. There are people who could take the. You could get it in one of those paddle boats. They have the floating tiki bars up there. Maybe you can hop on that thing and roll
I've been
over,
on one of those. Those are fun.
Yes, Curtis.
And if you're out there, I have no idea how to put this together. I'm just an idea guy. But on your way to the show tomorrow morning, please video it. Video the start of the show.
Yes.
And send it to the show account on Instagram, because I think it would be awesome to do like a super cut of the show open with everybody in different boats' vantage point of what's going on. So,
In the Twitch chat, somebody says, Wiggy, this is exactly what the lawyers were worried about. Please ixnay on the. No, I think it's going to be great. Everybody's going to be in control. I thank everybody here at Odyssey, Mike Thomas, Mark Cannon, everybody. We worked everything out, and it's going to be a great way to end this roadshow season. So,
what time does the dive normally open up, though?
I think 11 o'clock or something like that, but they're getting everything going early up there, and we'll see you tonight. Nassau's great. Food is great at the Nassau. They'll probably have a band, and it's right there on the water. It's beautiful. So you can pull up there boat-wise as well. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it on the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
Curtis, since the compromise that we reached was no winners on the boat, so no listeners on the boat with us, we'll have to come back from commercial breaks, rejoin-wise, with boat horns, I would assume.
Love it.
Is that the way to do that?
Totally.
Okay. All right. They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city, whether they drive or construct or care for others. Please nominate someone when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, where do you want to begin?
Well, Greg, my lead this morning was about the Boston Bruins and their approach to free agency yesterday, around noontime yesterday afternoon. Well, Don Sweeney spoke to the media and talked about how this team will produce goals and actually score and how they'll be better in the 25-26 season. Here was Don Sweeney yesterday.
I think that's the area that we're going to have to make sure we're executing at, in the style America wants to play. you know, if there's a deficiency of any club starting the year, you point to that and say, hey, this group's going to have to work hard to score the goals and you know, put it together. They're all capable. Harvey's capable of scoring 20 goals. Geek's now capable of scoring 30. That doesn't mean I'm anointing them at the high sides of their careers. But I do believe when you put the whole group together and what they're capable of doing, we'll score enough if we play the right way. And we'll defend a hell of a lot better. And I expect our goaltending to be significantly better.
Yeah, I mean, I brought this up earlier. It was clear to me that, I mean, that's an optimistic outlook from Don Sweeney, as you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
But they're banking on this team not scoring a lot of goals and being much better defensively. You brought it up during your lead. You sign a bunch of guys at $1.5 million, and you hope that they have career seasons.
Yeah, I just don't know where they expect to get scoring from. Like, right. David Pastrnak is, of course, like a walking 100-point season. That's
Geeky,
great.
They're expecting.
Yeah, but he's playing on the line with Pasta. So it's right. Like, where are you getting? You're back to that old Bruins issue where it's like, okay, your first line will produce a little bit. But where are you getting scoring after that?
Your goal scoring.
Are you expecting Casey Mittelstadt to have 30 goals this year or something?
Your goal scoring has just been going down year after year after year. And now you remove Marchand from your team, which was one of your top goal scorers. And like Shime said, you really only have one goal scorer in Pasta. Where are you now? And then you just make a bunch of, you know, bottom six signings. Like, where do you think your goal scoring is going to get better?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. They are banking on winning these games by being better defensively. So,
and they'll be better than they were last year defensively just because of health reasons. But well, I mean, yeah. That doesn't mean that
McAvoy,
they're going to be able to win a million games 2-0.
You know, McAvoy should be healthy. Or hopefully, cross your fingers all season. I mean,
hopefully Lindholm will be better.
The hamper.
And, yep, and hopefully Zadorov will be better.
Nah, I can't count on that.
Well, no, I don't think you can count on anything when you're looking at your blue line. I mean, other than I think you feel confident with McAvoy. But
you have to hope Mason Lorai isn't like one of the worst defensive defensemen in hockey.
But you don't feel do you think people feel confident that Lindholm's going to have Hampus Lindholm, the defenseman, is going to have a bounce back season? And do people even feel like Elias Lindholm is going to be a huge contributor to goal scoring?
Well, but you also have that same issue because he's going to be on your first line. So,
yeah, so like Lindholm.
Shine brought it up earlier. So.
Again, the only thing you can count on with this Bruins team at this current moment is David Pastrnak's probably going to have about 100 points. Right. That's the only thing on this entire roster you can count on day one. If he's healthy, he's going to get about 100 points, and that's about it.
What's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, next let's head over to the Boston Red Sox. As Curtis mentioned earlier, Craig Breslow constantly on Nesson. He wants to really, you know, set the record straight when it comes to the deadline. I think this is now the third time he's talked about this subject, the first time being on our show and now twice on Nesson. Here was Craig Breslow talking about the Red Sox approach to the upcoming trade deadline.
Well, I think all those tools, whether you're looking at ours, the things that are publicly available, they're telling us we need to win more games. And, you know, fortunately, there's a lot of games left between now and the deadline. But we came into this season with a very aggressive mindset, and we believe that we were putting together a team that was capable of making the postseason. We still believe that's the case. And so, you know, our heads right now are trying to figure out how we can improve this team and how we, you know, add in places to bolster the roster so that we can make that deep playoff run that we had anticipated.
Okay, he said add this time. I hate the word improve. Mm-hmm. Like, there's something fishy in Denmark when he keeps saying the word improve, Curtis. Am I right about that?
How about you just do it? Instead of joining every show in Boston the last week. Like, I find this to be so counterintuitive to what they've told us. Like, they've said all along, they have a plan, they haven't shifted organizational philosophy, all this stuff. Craig Breslow can say nothing between now and October, and if they win the division and make big deadline deals, nobody's going to ask him to do more interviews. He's been on how many different interviews? He did the Bradfoe show, he did Section 10, he did our show, he's done 5 Nesson shows. Is this just because there must be ticket issues? That's the only thing I can come up with.
Well, by him doing this, what this means is now you are putting yourself out there on French Street.
But he's not telling you that he's going to go out and aggressively buy.
He's saying they're going to go out there and they're going to be buyers.
I asked him the question straight up.
Yep.
Are you buyers or sellers? And he said, we're always looking to improve the team.
Well, he said, no, we're going to improve the team for 2025. In my mind, that's we're buyers. Huh. He didn't say it. Yes, you're right. He didn't come out and say it.
But there's a reason he didn't.
Yeah. And Curtis, of course, there's ticket issues. They're doing Bravo Night. Like, they're doing all of these crazy nights.
Bravo Night. I would love that.
Wiggy and I are trying to get in on that.
I wonder what house.
Bravo Celebrities will be there, and there's a photo opportunity.
Oh, I wonder what Housewives are going to have. If they have Atlanta Housewives, I'm all
Curtis,
for it.
Curtis, can I leave with you at 9?
I would love to hang out with Bravo Celebrities?
Who's going?
I mean, have you heard of BravoCon? It's huge in New York.
I have to watch Phaedra. Lindsay watches all that stuff.
Candy.
Candy's not on the Housewives.
Well, her daughter is on Next Gen.
She could probably can get Portia.
Yes.
You can get the Rhode Island Bravo ones. But maybe they roll them out just for and then you'll get New Jersey. Right.
The only good one is the one where the Mormons are always talking about threesomes. What's that one?
That's Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Real Housewives. I'm sure you'll get some of those.
That's
Heather.
Yes.
Are you thinking also about the Secret Life of Mormon Wives?
Yes.
That's not Bravo.
Right. No, that's not Bravo.
But that's what it is. Right? Okay. Isn't it Real Housewives
of Salt Lake City?
Yeah. And
there's two shows right now.
We're Salt Lake City.
Yeah. In Utah.
Right. He was asking what the show. It's not Real Housewives of Utah.
No.
Well.
It's, yeah.
I wasn't sure what the name is. But
there is a Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure if it was Utah. I didn't know if it was the Real Housewives because there's a Real Housewives of Orange County. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Mormons would be
New
in Utah.
Jersey's going to be. They'll roll those out. Is Teresa Giudice still?
Teresa, and her daughter Gia is on Next Gen
as well. Wait a second. You love Bravo? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I'm big on. But I'm only Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay, so I don't really know much about. You asked about the Giudice. She's in New Jersey.
I used to watch Jersey a little bit, but I kind of fell
they're
off.
Definitely to get like Ramona Singer and the New York girls, Countess Luann, maybe.
I was on the Jersey.
Countess Luann?
Yeah. Luann de Lesseps.
Wait, Chaim, are you a Bravo person also?
No, I just know them.
I feel like for men, maybe it's a guilty pleasure or something.
Well, I mean, I think guys like Below. Santo loves Below Deck.
Below Deck is the best.
Yeah.
Below Deck is tremendous.
That's Bravo.
They've had a lot of athletes on Below Deck.
Isn't what's the ones who just got pardoned? Aren't they Bravo as well? The Chrisleys?
Oh, yes. Keeping Up Chrisley. Yeah. They weren't Bravo.
They weren't Bravo?
No. Was it Keeping Up Chrisley? Chrisley knows
best. Are they
WeTV? No. I don't know what they were
also,
on.
Also, by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Below Deck is where you will find Jackson. I'm guessing. Anything else,
Sean? I have one more cut for you if you want it.
This
was Emmanuel Acho talking about the whole Caitlin Clark situation and being ranked the 9th guard in the WNBA. Here was Emmanuel Acho.
It is either delusion or it is jealousy. Because when you watch Caitlin Clark play the game of basketball, they don't treat her like she's the 9th best guard. They don't pick her up for full court like she's the 9th best guard. They don't blitz her after she crosses half court like she's the 9th best guard. They don't double team her like she's the 9th best guard. They don't foul her as though she's the 9th best guard. So to rank her as the 9th best guard leads me to believe it is either delusion or it is jealousy. That's what I'm led to believe. I can't suggest that it is. And I'm not speaking about an individual WNBA player. I'm speaking about the WNBA players. Because how in the world do you vote her as the 9th best guard, though you treat her as the best, the second best, or as worst, third best guard?
Jealousy is an awful plague when it comes to this country. And that's all that it is.
And some people are trying to say, oh, well, she was hurt this season, so maybe they took that into account.
No,
they didn't take that into account.
It's just, I don't understand it because... rising tide raises all boats. Like, she has helped the rest of that league become way more relevant.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And make way more money.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, people
they ought to throw hundreds Trumps at her sneakers when she walks in.
But I will say this, Greg. Like, the PGA professionals like Mickelson now say how grateful they are for everything Tiger did.
Yeah, they weren't saying it then.
In the early years of his career, there was a legitimate... Just people, it was, I think that's kind of what spurred the initial Happy Gilmore, was that there was all these people coming to golf that hadn't been golf fans, and they kind of made fun of that in Happy Gilmore when he arrived and he brought in a big different clientele. Like, I feel like from Fuzzy Zeller up and down the list, many, many people were mad that this guy came in, was better, and got all the attention.
Happy Gilmore 2. The trailer actually looks pretty good. I worry about sequels because they mostly suck.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Sandler fan, so I enjoy all his movies.
Also, the Jurassic Park movie, I think, opens tonight. That looks pretty good, too. Yes. Like, what is that the fourth or the fifth one?
I think it's...
Jurassic World, the sixth one.
Is it that many? It looks actually pretty good.
Yeah, I just watched the first Jurassic Park for the first time weekend.
Oh, really?
Wow. Oh, what a treat.
Didn't like it.
What do you mean you didn't like it? That movie is one of the best movies ever.
I thought it stunk.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Courtney.
Thought it stunk.
How can you think that movie stinks? It's a good movie.
I think it's like maybe when I was, if I had watched it when I was 10, I would have thought it was good. But it's like watching Jaws now. It just looks all so fake.
Yeah.
So maybe I would like Jurassic World.
You might.
Rebirth, the new one with, what the hell's her
ScarJo.
Name? Yes, yeah.
So the Harry Potter stan thinks that a movie about dinosaurs looks fake?
Okay. Yeah. Harry Potter looks real.
When did Harry Potter come out? Did it come out like the 90s?
Yes, it did.
No,
2000s.
Early 2000s?
Yeah.
Right. When did...
All right. That is They Said It. And we're going to get to today's news coming up. Chime for you with your impending nuptials. I believe that there's a news story today about the absolute perfect destination wedding for you and Lauren. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There was a wild scene in our great city yesterday as a female driver hit a police officer in the theater district, dragging the officer as she tried to flee the scene. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you could see this go down. The driver then hit several cars on Tremont and Stewart Street and then a light pole. The driver eventually stopped and was arrested. The police officer is expected to be okay. They were brought to the hospital but to be checked out, but they were released.
What, was she fleeing from something or a stolen vehicle or just not a good driver?
Not a good driver. But when she hit the officer, she tried to flee at that point.
God.
Here's one witness, Joshua Paul on BZ.
We just happened to look out the window, and there was this car, like, in shambles, and a woman on the ground with her hands cuffed behind her back. An officer said to me, she started smashing cars downtown and made her way over here. And then my comment was, well, why didn't they stop her there? It's not an ordinary to see somebody sort of maybe driving too fast, but this is, of course, you know, off the chart.
She was sauced up?
Okay. Yeah, well, if you look at the video of her cuffed.
Doesn't look good?
No.
Okay.
By the way, did you see, I don't know, maybe it was a year ago or yesterday, there was a video of a civilian. There was this high-speed chase, and there was an off-ramp of the highway, and a truck-driving civilian cut off the getaway car, and the cops were able to come out and get him. Like, you know how they always say get away from the driver.
Yes, I saw that. The truck, like, pushed, took the guy's door off.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I would not do that.
And I think that's, Curtis, I think that's real. Although you are, Shime, you are seeing some scenes that people are ripping off of the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer and sharing those as if they are real life traffic incidents. Have you seen any of those?
I have not, but I need to go check this out.
When is GTA? It's GTA,
I believe,
6,
next May.
Correct?
Yeah.
Next May?
Yeah, May 26th.
I've been waiting years for it.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, you and I are going head to head, right? On
Absolutely,
Twitch?
Mano y mano.
Right,
the match part two.
Winner gets dinner at Moo.
I got to get back in the platform game because I don't know what I'm assuming I'm going PS whatever it is now, but I haven't
five.
Probably last time I was in, it was probably the PS2.
Yeah, they got six is coming out. So
the six is coming out.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get. How are the joysticks?
Great.
Still the same.
Okay. Excellent response.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's still the same.
What, Courtney? What are you doing?
Oh, sorry. They were saying they think that I'm fake in the YouTube chat, so I said I'll wave.
That you're what? Fake?
Fake. So I
AI?
No, that it's somebody pretending to be me.
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
So I wanted to wave and prove that it's me.
That person could be pretending too. What? That's an incredible Twitch spiracy. Or did you say YouTube? Which was it?
YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
Yeah.
Spiracy.
You're not a real.
A lot of spiracies in the chats for this show.
That's crazy.
But I'm here for all of them.
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
So a partial Diddy verdict has been reached. The jury returned a verdict on 4 of the 5 charges yesterday. The judge said following 2 days of deliberation, it was too soon to give up on reaching a verdict on all 5 counts. So the deliberations will continue today. The jury has been unable to reach a verdict on the charge of racketeering conspiracy.
So it sounds like they're guilty on the other ones.
Right.
Unanimous
so
on the others.
So significant, I'm assuming some significant jail time for Diddy on those.
I think it's 15 years is what those jail time is.
And then if
the
they get
RICO
them,
one is the life.
Yeah, if they get him on racketeering, then that would be life.
See you later.
But they have to prove criminal organization and intent.
Which
and
is
all
probably
going
to be hard to do. So they'll get them on, what is it, counts 2 through 5?
Yes. I am guessing that there will be a verdict reached today as it is going into a holiday weekend. That would be my guess.
But what was done with the remains of Tupac to me it's egregious.
No, I didn't see this. I thought Tupac was alive.
Let me take a break.
Okay.
Because we're up against the clock. I will share it with you when we come back.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.